Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And good morning. We're back at it talking real estate, always welcoming your real estate type of questions, either by phone and by text and or. And you could use one number. It's the same, 651-989-9226 for the phone calls or text messages to Chris and Andy. Good morning, you guys. Good to see you
again.
Good morning.
Morning.
Another week goes by. Now, tell me, has it been a busy week, or is it kind of a calm before the 2020 comes in?
You know, I actually was busy this week. Yeah. I mean, surprisingly enough, I have a lot of things I wanted to – this time of year, we tune up and get ready for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And have had to shelf them for a little while until we get some of this, ready-to-go business done. So it's good.
Well, that is good.
Yeah.
Just say I got all my education done this week for the whole next year.
What does that mean?
Well, we have to get 15 hours of education, and then it's not due until, July 1st, end of June?
Yeah.
Finished.
Done.
Finished this week.
That's proactive.
So I'm feeling awful smart.
Well, let's review your 2 days of classes, Chris.
Exactly.
That'd be a good show.
How often do you guys have to do that?
Every year.
Every year?
Yeah, every year you got to have 15 hours continuing ed.
Uh-huh.
Very good. It was good. They put together a two-day class. It's Kaplan, and got some really good instructors.
Yeah.
Do you know Amy Hansen, Sparra?
Yep.
And then Mr. Jerry Anderson was
New
doing it too.
Yep.
Yeah, did a good job.
Awesome.
So there's a bad rumor that Andy has something for us.
What?
Yeah.
I brought Travis Woodford.
That was the rumor.
But it's a good rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's something about trivia too that
maybe
he's going to try it again.
All right.
Maybe later.
Trivia? Yeah, Travis is here. Is it busy for you, Travis?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the purchases have slowed down a little bit, but the rates are still good, so there's a lot of refi opportunities.
Well, let's find out for our listeners what where Travis is from. So we have new listeners, and they want to know, who's this Travis guy?
Bay Equity Home Loans.
Okay. Yeah.
Whoa. I've heard your commercials on the air here. They sound pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I got to change it up a little bit, though. It's been the same commercial for a few years.
Yeah,
it's the time of year. It is the season.
You know, a lot of things are changing. We're going to get a change here in January on loan limits.
Yes. Yeah. Big changes to loan limits here. As of right now, conventional loan limits are $484,000 and change. And they're actually going up to $510,400 for a single family home. So, I mean, you could do as little as 3 to 5% down and have a $500,000 mortgage. That's without having to go to jumbo.
Right.
Yeah, correct. So it's been some big increases. I mean, going back, a few years, it was like $417,000 and then $424,000 for so long, and then just the last, three, four years or so, it's jumped up quite a bit. And
obviously our market has jumped as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great sign of, the housing market has improved so much since, 2008 to 2012 area and stuff. So it's a really good sign about the overall economy and the housing market.
What's interesting, guys, a couple of years back, talking about jumbos with new construction, with as high as we were going in price, the a lot of our clients were trying to go to the jumbo levels because the rates were better, and then they were doing pay downs or whatever, buy downs after the fact, and reducing their principals. But now, what is the difference? I mean, are the jumbos a lot more expensive, or are they a little more?
They're actually about the same. It's just the big difference between jumbo and conventional is your down payment percentage that's tied with it, and then there's more restrictions on your debt to income ratios in the jumbo world.
So the ratios are a little tighter.
Yeah, ratios are a little bit tighter, and down payment is a little bit more. I mean, you can get by with as little as 10% down on some jumbo products, whether that's a one loan or a two loan deal. Mm-hmm. But, typically, you anticipate putting, 20% down with the jumbo loan. So I mean, if you had a loan amount of, $515,000, your purchase price would have to be typically 20% above that, or, you know, now you can, you know, just put a little bit down at $510,000, which is pretty exciting.
How does mortgage insurance figure into both of those equations, jumbo and conforming?
Well, most of the jumbo products that we have access to, there's no mortgage insurance on the jumbo loans. So that's
a plus.
It's a plus. I mean, a lot of times you'll take a slightly higher interest rate at like a 10 or 15% down level as opposed to doing 20 or 25% down. But the mortgage insurance on conventional is, you know, it's going to be based upon, there's lots of factors. All the mortgage insurance companies are like risk-based pricing now. So it's, you know, one borrower versus two borrowers. What's your credit score? What's your overall debt to income ratios? And you can be really cheap in mortgage insurance in at a 5% down situation, or you could be pretty expensive with mortgage insurance depending on the situation.
That's why you need to sit down with a lender, because there's so much more than just, hey, here's what the interest rate's at. There's other things that might really work for you. I mean, depending on down payment or where your credit score is. I mean, you might throw them in a totally different program.
You're putting some strategy behind getting a loan?
Weird.
Yeah. What's that? Then you just go to the bank, get a loan, right?
And be at the mercy of whatever they give you?
Yeah. Right, yeah. And the other thing, too, about mortgage insurance is there's six mortgage insurance companies out there that we get it through. Mm-hmm. You know, and so every loan, you know, we are running quotes on, you know, all six of those companies to make sure we get our clients in the cheapest one, where you know, some of the bigger banks out there, they might only use one or two of the mortgage insurance companies, and they might not be the cheapest for that situation, you know, and
that might be the difference between qualifying and not qualifying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So it's pretty interesting about, you know, all the factors that come into play that determine, you know, your loan and your payment and everything.
I was going to say, Travis, I think you way back years ago kind of taught me the old rule of thumb of making sure that when you're shopping the different loan products that are out there, you really want to look at the end payment. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what all the rates and all this, what is my payment on that? What do I have to bring to close on that house? Regardless of what you want to call all of it, you know,
well, you want to be mindful of, you got to be just as mindful of your closing costs too.
Right.
And stuff. But I mean, there's lots of times where you can have a higher interest rate with one lender and have a cheaper payment because you're getting a better mortgage insurance, or you're working your mortgage insurance differently.
Sure.
So there's just not one right or wrong way to do it. And there's just many different.
I was going to say, I think I've even heard the professionals looking at houses, right, where we'll be out there looking at a beautiful home and they're like, well, we're going to go with this lender because they don't have closing costs. And you're like, well, but you know the rates will be higher or whatever. You have to look at the whole picture. And there's times where it is a little confusing for the consumer. I mean, not for everybody. Some people really have it dialed in. But a lot of people, it's helpful to really sit down and analyze that, because you can save hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars a year, hundreds of dollars a month with the same pay, or the same amount of borrowed on the same house.
Yeah, I mean, for those borrowers out there that are looking at or in the process of buying a house or getting pre-approved, I mean, make sure you ask, you know, what are my mortgage insurance options? Because you can do, you know, monthly mortgage insurance, you can do a single premium mortgage insurance where you basically pay a fee to buy out of it. You can do what's called lender paid mortgage insurance, where you just take a higher interest rate and it's not there. So a lot of times, you know, people just, you know, you'll get like one option or like two different interest rate closing cost options, but you know, always ask about what are some of the other options with the mortgage insurance, because it could drastically change your payment.
Yeah, and you know, you said something right at the beginning, and you were saying that, hey, it's not so much purchases, but it's refis. I thought everyone had a low rate by now. What's going on with that?
Well, borrowers that, you know, closed, probably I would say summer to end of 2018, where the interest rate environment was, you know, mid fours, I mean, close to 5%, you know. So, I mean, not right now, we're dealing with an interest rate environment of, you know, four below for a 30-year fixed. So,
and there's been some appreciation since then as well.
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. also, when you do these refinances, you're getting a lot of appraisal waivers. You know, so you don't even have to get an appraisal on a lot of these loans these days.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break. Invite our listeners to join in. If you have a real estate type of question, call it in or text it in, same number, 651-989-9226. And good morning. Welcome back to our real estate show. If you have a question related to real estate, call it in or text it in. Again, it's the same number, 651-989-9226. All right, guys, where do we go from here?
Well, you know, people talk about, jumbo versus conforming, which we kind of did. They also talk about fixed rates versus adjustable rates. What do you think, Travis? What kind of scenarios would, like, an adjustable rate, because they're not too far off, right?
An adjustable rate mortgage, a lot of times these days, there's not a lot of difference in the pricing compared to a fixed rate. So when borrowers are considering an ARM, there's always three questions, you know, you got to ask yourself. Number one, you know, how long do you, you know, plan on living in this property for?
Yeah, I just heard something come out. I think I learned this at class. It's 11 years now people are waiting.
11 years?
11 years, where it used to be 7, then it was 9, and now it's 11.
And it's 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were, I think it was, I read last week too, the average loan that's actually taken out is by a 45-year-old, and that's the oldest it's averaged in like 15 years. It used to be the average was like 34, and so it's up there quite a bit. So it is an older crowd buying now. I don't know if that's delayed purchase or if it's just, you know, I don't know, just things are changing.
I mean,
for sure.
45, it feels like an age where you're kind of doing your final upgrade, you know?
Yep, it's
like
your
second home or third home, but it's going to be like the home until you retire or downsize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regard back to the ARMs, but another, you know, question, you know, to ask yourself is, you know, like what's the fixed rate environment, you know, compared to the ARM rate environment? Is there a big enough spread there? And then the other thing is, you know, the other question would be, can you afford the payment if your mortgage rate rises?
Yeah.
You know, and typically ARMs are, they're more a hybrid ARM. So they're fixed for like 3, 5, 7, 10 years. And then after that, it has the ability to adjust, you know, once a year, once every 6 months, depending on, you know, what type of ARM program that you have. I mean, a big thing is with these ARMs is and that possibility for a rate increase. I mean, what if you're a young professional that you're just kind of starting off and you know your income's going to be increasing, you know, quite a bit as time goes on? I mean, that's a, you know, perfect scenario to, you know, consider it if you can save a few bucks in the early years and knowing that you're, you know, in 5, 7 years or whatever, your income's going to be a lot greater and you can support some swings.
Because the adjustable rates allow you to qualify for more, right? Or is there a qualifying rate that's higher?
Yeah, it depends on – I can't remember. Like three-year ARMs, you qualify at a higher rate for sure. 5, 7, and 10 years, it's either your start rate or the fully indexed rate, what you qualify at. So what is fully indexed interest rate? That would be the index plus your margin that these ARMs have and what that rate would be. And if that's higher than what your locked-in rate would be, you qualify at a little bit higher rate. So, but a lot of it's not like – it's not extreme, you know, where if you have a 3% ARM, you got to qualify at a 10% interest rate thing. It's not like that.
Yeah, because, so, I mean, we used to be in a real – like a difference between the adjustable rate and the fixed rate. And nowadays, it's just not. Yeah,
there
that
used
much
to
difference.
Be a pretty big swing. You know, there used to be. I know when I bought, you know, my first house, actually my first two houses, I did ARMs on both of them, and you know, it was the timing was perfect. I mean, I didn't have to, you know, refinance them because after the fixed period was up, my rates went down and stayed low for a while. So it was, you know, I was one of the guys that won on it, and it was just timing.
I've been doing a lot of research. My mom. Like I said, my mom was a realtor when I was 1 year old. So they had all the old stuff. And one of them was the old loan book, you know? And so she had two of them. And one of them started at 6.75% up to 13. And the other one was like 8.5% and it went up to 17. And that's what, you know, you went across one line and did the other one and found out your payment. I mean, it was.
Did you imagine having that, like that 15-17% interest rate environment with these houses right now?
Denny's laughing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have had it. I mean,
would you say you had an equity line on one of your houses? What was it?
It was either 17 or 18. I can't remember. It was one or the other.
Guys, imagine having that type of interest rate on these house prices right now.
Yeah, these prices.
One house I could assume when I was looking for another house, I could assume a loan at 17%. That I remember.
That was a big thing. Yeah, it was a good deal.
That's probably a good deal. But back then, I mean, my dad always talks about, he was a realtor too, but that, I mean, assumable mortgages were the way to go.
Right.
You know, because you couldn't, I mean, gosh, if you could assume a mortgage in the 12-13% range, it was like, you'd get a ton of money more for your house.
Well, and that might be some of the mystery why rates are staying as low as they are, because if they did jump up, you know, you look at house values, what would happen? Because if the average family can afford a certain amount of payment, right, and now those houses are the same price, but the payments are three times as high, they can afford less. So then there'd be even more pressure on lower price homes, which would be a tough market.
Yeah, it would be. There'd be a lot bigger problems going on out there if we're dealing with, you know, double-digit mortgage interest rates.
So for people thinking about going with that adjustable rate versus a fixed rate in this environment right now, most likely you'd just say...
Most likely you're doing a fixed rate in this environment. You know, there are some... You can get some lower interest rate spreads on some arms with some banks. But... Industry-wide, normally, there's not a huge difference right now. So, I mean, that's you might steer somebody away from looking at an arm.
I tell you what, we need to take a usual break at this time. We have another half hour of the show to go, so don't go away. If you have a question, real estate-wise, call us or text us. Same number, 651-989-9226. Again, 651-989-9226. Good morning. Welcome back to our real estate show here on CCO. If you have that kind of a question, we welcome yours. Either by phone or by text, as usual, 651-989-9226. That's the number for both the phone and the text messages. All right, guys.
Andy, the listeners are wondering what subject was your credit CE class this week. Did you have one?
Trivia. Okay. So bringing that up, thank you. So, guys, we have customers all the time that say, oh, I can't stand all these real estate billboards all over the town. They drive me crazy, right?
Yeah, they are everywhere.
So, there actually, believe it or not, there's actually four states in the U.S., that it's illegal to have a real estate billboard. What states would you guess?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. I'm thinking
maybe Rhode Island. Rhode Island for sure.
Washington State?
Close. Maine.
Oh,
Maine. Yep.
Vermont, Hawaii, and Alaska.
Really?
And they say it's in an effort to preserve the natural beauty of these states. All outdoor advertising and billboards are banned. So you won't see any billboards out there. So if you want to get away from the billboards, that's where we're going to move you.
I was going to guess Hawaii.
Yeah. On there.
Okay.
You would have won.
Is that
Chris never wins trivia, so that would have been good for you.
let's get him a text question instead. Okay. When you do a VA loan, are you borrowing money from the government, or is the government just backing you, the buyer, with a normal lender?
Yeah. Government's just guaranteeing the loan. They're backing it behind the scenes. You're borrowing your money from the bank that you're getting the loan from.
So veterans, there's very good benefits of doing a loan for the veterans. And I know you can get 0% down.
Yep.
What else? What about their loan amounts?
Oh, this is awesome. Just changing here, January 1st, a VA borrower can now go up to $1.5 million with no money down.
$1.5 million loan, zero down.
Yeah.
So if you're a veteran and you want to go party buying $1.5 million house,
that's huge. I mean,
that's crazy. That's awesome.
What was it before?
It was based on county loan limits. So it typically followed the conventional loan limit, but so old world way, let's say you wanted to buy $1 million house and you know, the jumbo or the conventional loan limit, it was $500,000 for simple numbers. You'd have to put 25%, ballpark 25% down of the difference between $500,000 and $1 million. So you could go 100% up to that loan limit and then 25% down on the difference.
Okay.
Over. Yep. So that's how that worked. But now, that's huge.
Does that still hold true? So say if you want to do a $2 million loan, you get the first $1.5 million at 0%.
Then maybe, I don't know. Probably. Yeah. I'd have to assume yes.
We're going to push it. We might as well really push it here.
Yeah. That's huge. Obviously you got to make the income to be able to support that. But that's a game changer.
Yeah. Andy, where you live out in the country, can you discuss USDA loans and requirements for application and et cetera? Do you got USDA loans in Champlin?
No. No, actually, you go to the website.
I'm joking.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they did, though. It'd be zero down. So, they run out of money every once in a while, too. They kind of fund it. You know, it seems the boundaries seem to move, so it's an ongoing living thing that you have to research as you are ready.
Yeah, the big thing with USDA loans, the property has to be in a in an eligible area. And you know, and then, you know, there's income limits too with it, and the income limits depends on, you know, how many live in the household, you know. So just a husband and wife.
It's a fantastic program, though.
Yeah, it's going to be different than you know, somebody that has 4 or 5 kids. You know, you're going to have a higher income limit. But yeah, it's a, you know, no money down, and, you know, cheap mortgage insurance. It's an awesome loan. The big thing is the property just can't be like income producing, you know. So you're not buying a farm with like a silo, a chicken coop. You know, it's more designed for like.
Can you buy a duplex and live on one side of it?
That's a good question. I am not positive on that. My gut tells me no, but it's possible.
There's rules with the size of the lot, and then it cannot have accessory buildings. It's
got to be a single family.
Yeah, it's there's rules.
Because it can't be a working farm, then, is what you're saying.
I mean, even if you had like kind of like a barn that had the evidence of, you know, could be like a chicken coop, or there could be, you know, you could make income from, you know, selling eggs, whatever. I mean, you can have some issues with that. But yeah, as long as there's no income producing properties, it's good. It's a great loan program for sure.
Yeah, that's nice. And what they're trying to do is obviously just kind of build up the outer ring as well. I mean, incentivize people to kind of move out to the.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, and this is a generalization, a lot of times borrowers that live in, you know, the outer areas, I mean, their income levels are probably not as strong as, you know, people in the cities. And I'm not saying that, you know, whatever. But a lot of times it's harder for them to just save up enough to put a decent amount down. So, you know, you'd be able to do.
But it's really not that far out. I mean, we've sold a few of them in Belle Plaine so you don't have to. It's not like you have to go to Bowabic or something.
No, I mean, it's even dipped down in Elk River before, where we were right in the city of Elk River and used it. So.
Yeah, it's a great program. And like you were saying earlier, when like the money run out, it doesn't really run out. It's just they can't like back the loans for a certain period of time. I believe it's typically around the end of October is when they do their fiscal year and changes over. Mm-hmm. But
how about back to the VA loan? Can you use that for like a second home, your eligibility?
No, it's for primary residence only. The only time you can do a refinance, you can refinance like in a second home if you currently have a VA loan and you like converted it to a rental or something like that. You can only refinance it through their interest rate reduction loan program. That's the only way you can do a refinance on a non-primary residence.
And Andy, I'm getting a lot of requests now that people want to buy a duplex, live in one side, then rent out the other one for just to kind of keep moving along. And I know in Minneapolis you could add another unit now as well. I think that's interesting. We still got to get someone on from that whole thing, because there was an article in the paper. I don't know if you saw it, but some people were talking about it and where they're building, you know, like third units.
Yeah.
And get a rental unit and or maybe stay in there and renting out the rest of it. And it's
a real cool version of Rooney Land that year ago we were talking about, where you can actually have a rental property within your primary residence. And
do you know about Rooney Land?
Wasn't that the whole, you wanted to build a bunch of like condos, townhomes that were all kind of duplexes at the same time or something like that?
No, I wanted luxury single family homes that have extra units, not whether it's mother-in-law or it's a rental, you can VRBO it or whatever. I mean, there's some restrictions, but I mean, there's so many people, I mean, deal with these people. They're kind of like, hey, we want to leave for a while, and it would be nice for someone to stay in there, not stay in our home, but kind of watch it. That's the thing. Hey, get some extra income. You know, you can qualify for a heck of a lot more. Maybe it's a kid that won't leave home and you can put them in his own place, or parents coming back. I mean, I think it's great with zoning. I think Minneapolis is kind of
it would be a great opportunity for the parents who have retired and they, you know, have their winter house, but they, you know, don't want to necessarily carry two homes, you know, and they just, when they come back here in the summer, they're under the same roof or the same unit more or less as their kids, but have their own roof.
Yeah. And then even some people thinking, hey, we're only going to be here half the year. We can build this nice house, let our kids have the top half, then we'll live in the bottom half too. So there's a lot of little different ways. Another tax question, is the widow of a veteran eligible for a VA loan?
Believe so. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
That is nice. Yeah.
651-989-9226 if you have any kind of a real estate type of question.
or send a text, same number, 651-989-9226.
No new questions. We got to go to another trivia then from Mr. Brasky.
Hey, so guys, what is one of the most world-famous real estate signs out there?
Oh, jeez.
It's been around since 1923. It's on the West Coast.
Are we talking a company?
Mm-mm, a sign. Almost like a billboard, but broken into words.
Hollywood. For sale.
Hollywood
it is. Good, Denny. Oh, yeah. Wow. It actually used to say Hollywood Land was constructed in 1923 as a publicity stunt to help sell real estate up in the hills.
Yeah. Hollywood Land.
No joke. Hollywood sign's actually a real estate sign.
Wow. Finally, this is going somewhere.
Well, if you Google real estate signs, it's kind of funny what comes up. So it was, anyway.
All right. What do I win?
The afternoon off.
Good.
I got another one for you.
Let's take this phone call first.
This is a good one.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So, what country is more than half of the country owned by only 432 people? Half of the land in this country is
Dubai.
Is owned by 432 people. Guesses?
Nope.
Scotland.
Really?
That's all Wisconsin.
Would you even have a cricket sound effect or anything?
Yeah, I think that's on everyone's radio state, too. They're all right. Okay, great.
All right, let's go to the phones. Tim is calling from Spring Lake Park. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I own a house that's got security lights on each side of the house, and I'm planning on residing it this spring. Do I have to leave the lights on, or can I take them off? Will it increase or decrease the value of the house?
Okay, super.
Hmm. I love security lights myself, but you know.
Yeah, but
it's.
I don't think it's gonna get you more money because you have security lights.
I don't think it's a
feature that.
Well, and you know, it might even point out the fact that you need security lights, which may actually make people think about crime and whatever else. So, even though you may use it for your own convenience, it might be taken the wrong way. So.
Yeah. Take them down.
Maybe.
Pack them away, maybe.
I think that's good.
All right, 651-989-9226. That's the number again for the text or the phone call, for that matter, here on the show. Yeah. Should we take a break?
It's up to you.
About that time.
You're the boss.
I'm the boss. Let me bring that home and see what happens. All right, let's take a break. We'll have more. If you can call us in your real estate question or send a text. Same number, by the way. Good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on CCO. You have that kind of a question? We'll take it, either by phone or by text. Same number, 651-989-9226. 27 degrees in the Twin Cities. Nice day so far. Any open houses this weekend?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got them today, tomorrow. We got them all over.
Yeah. All right.
AndyNRooney.com.
Yep, very go good. There and check it out.
Very good.
Go ahead, Andy.
Go ahead, what? Hot off the presses, Denny. They just did an appraisal for fun of New York City's Central Park, okay? What would you guys guess the value to be of the 843 acres in the center of New York City?
How would you even guess that?
They literally took the average sales in the area, and they estimated out how much that land would sell for.
Because you could put all skyscrapers in. How many billions?
$512 billion is what they estimated that park to be valued at.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Jeez. Unbelievable.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anything else over there?
I'm good. You can go back to real estate.
Okay, good.
We got more VA stuff. Are there any extra VA home loan benefits for a disabled veteran?
Yes. Exempt from the funding fee. All VA loans have a funding fee that's lumped up on top of the loans. So the disabled vet would be exempt from that. And then depending on your disability percentage, you could get very low or no property taxes tied to it, too. Another thing, too, that's with the changes with VA loans, Purple Heart recipients will automatically be exempt from the funding fee as well, too.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Cool.
That's awesome. Yep. Good stuff. We're getting really good questions today, too, and really amazing trivia.
Did you guys want to guess what the White House is worth? The same group did an appraisal on the White House.
How much land is that on? That's quite a bit of land.
You know, they don't have that stat, but thank you for asking.
It's part of my figures. I have to put the land value.
What would you guess the White House is worth if it was a residential based on current property values?
$72 million.
Yeah, I was somewhere between $50 and $100 million.
Yeah, I'd say 100.
110.
110.
Denny's hot today. Oh, Denny's doing good.
He's always good.
1-0.
He also has a copy of all my trivia.
Oh, I do. Denny has to tell us why.
It does make it easier.
Why brass is coming back. Why is that?
Well, actually, Andy brought it up, but I know Dave Lee and I've talked about that, and he's had a particular brass is antimicrobial.
Yes,
seriously.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm not sure if it's a zinc in there or.
So it'd be
what.
Wise to like switch out all our door handles in the winter to brass to keep us from getting less sick.
Copper, aluminum, iron, and lead also do the same thing, but, you know, lead probably wouldn't be a good choice. But
of course, copper is...
There's a dent in brass.
Yeah, and they dent. Yeah, so brass is the best option for door handles back
and
in the day.
And isn't that, I was thinking zinc, like on rooftops, you know, the zinc strips and your stacks, you see algae growing elsewhere, but not under those particular...
That's pretty cool, isn't it, actually? Yeah.
You have a text?
I think so. Let's see. Okay. We're wanting to move from our home and rent in senior housing. When we search, we either can't afford the luxury rent or we make too much to qualify for subsidized housing. Any ideas? Thank you, Ted.
You know, I don't do a lot with rental. I know a lot
Would
of
you
people...
find something affordable? I mean, you get affordable if we're pushing it out just a little bit. I mean, aren't you guys building? You talked about some of those smaller ramblers.
To be honest with you, it actually, in most cases, it is actually a lower cost per month. Now, granted, you have the maintenance with it to own a house than it is to rent in certain areas, most areas. But if you have to be, you know, geographically tied, you know, so many miles from a certain location, that may not be an option for you. But yeah, we found that a lot of our rental opportunities are more expensive than actually owning with the rates as low as they are. With the, you know,
especially what you can get. I mean, what do payments for? I mean, some of these rents are just out of hand.
Well, right, and
it comes with amenities too. You know, some of the senior housing stuff. I mean, there's kind of They're providing a lot more, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I get renting, though. I mean, it's nice if you're, you know, especially if you're downsizing and you're trying to figure out, like, what kind of square footage do we actually want to live in. It's nice to have some options, maybe try a couple different cities or whatever before you settle in. But it is tricky because that market's really tight right now. And then the only stuff that is available for rent, because I've got some good friends of mine that are just starting this process, and it's super expensive. There's luxury stuff everywhere. Yeah. I mean, if you want to rent it, it has the golf simulators and movie theaters and right in the apartments. But they're very expensive. But
we've been talking a lot about loan limits today, and why don't we just kind of recap those for people coming in later? But FHA, VA, and conventional.
Yep, FHA. We didn't talk about that earlier, but FHA for single family home that has gone up to $382,950 from. I didn't write it down what it exactly is right now, but it's like 366. Mm-hmm. Conventional loans is going from 44,350 to 510,400,000. And then, you know, the cool thing about the whole VA going up to 1.5 million. That's
just crazy. I mean, I think people ask, I mean, oh, geez, how much are soldiers getting paid? But that's not really the case.
Yeah.
They have their eligibility and they've gone on to other jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a benefit for them for representing our country.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
You know, Andy brought up another piece of trivia off the air. And a lot of folks know that the city of St. Paul back in the late 20s, 30s housed, you know, John Dillinger, a lot of criminals.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Now, you brought up a thing about Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah, the interesting fact, he would break into banks, and he was one of the only gangsters that not only would, you know, obviously take the money that was there, but he would actually destroy mortgage documents while he was in the bank, so almost freeing people. They literally said, because there was no digital world back then, there was no document proving that you still owed a mortgage. So there was people that were being freed of their mortgages. You know,
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, for sure.
Yeah, totally. Wow, never heard that before.
Can you imagine that? Somebody calling you and saying, we can't find your mortgage documents.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, that's probably what kept him on the lam for so long,
maybe,
too. People didn't turn him in. I thought their mortgage was going to go by.
Would you? Yeah. I mean, here's the code for the back door. Yeah. No, I'm just teasing. But, you know, coming down to this time of the year, though, guys, you know, with the real estate world and trying to sell your houses and, you know, you've got all the holiday decorations up. Are you guys seeing this to be a good time of year still to sell? Because I know a lot of people still question, should I put my house on the market right now? Should I wait until spring? You know, because I know a lot of people that are going to wait until the weekend after Super Bowl Sunday, which is the hot time of the year, to jump in. What do you think?
I think it's segments. It's always segments, but different pricing segments are good. We've made some decisions to take some off right now mm-hmm. and leave other ones on. But we're getting a lot of action in the upper bracket stuff right now, too.
We are, too. Yep.
Yeah. It's
And what's upper bracket in your group? What do you think that for you guys?
Over a million.
Over a million?
Yeah.
So upper bracket for us, you know, with our new construction, a lot of it's over the half million probably, you know. And then we're seeing a lot of activity in that half million to 750. I think there's a lot of people that at the end of the year, this is a time where they reflect back. They look at, you know, hey, this is what we have for resources. I'm putting this much away in retirement. And you know what? It's a good time for us to go buy something, take advantage of these rates, you know, and with these new limits that are out there, it's pretty crazy too. So,
yeah, I'm excited for what next year is going to bring as far as what these increased loan amounts are going to do and just open up some doors for that move-up buyer.
Well, and what a great tool. I mean, you can still buy that beautiful home, and then instead of 20%, maybe you put 5% down or whatever it is, and you go buy the cabin or the rental property, investment property or whatever. And so you can diversify your investments. I think it's a really cool way to do it.
Travis, they can find you on andyandrooney.com, but why don't you give a little contact info for yourself?
TravisMNLoans.com. And then 651-755-3086.
And your home address.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
We got to watch out for that. I'll tell you, I got a weird phone call last night on my wife's phone. I think it was spam, but I'll tell you, hearing all the different stories around here,
it's
people
ask,
hey, you put your number on my windshield, like you hit my car. And I answered my wife's phone just because she didn't want it. She goes, it's spam. I go, give it to me. I want to do it. And, but it was really weird. And I don't know what they were trying to do, but I mean, kind of like swearing and doing all this. I'm like, what? But it was probably a little trickster.
Well, it could be. Yeah. You got to be careful. I for some reason, this happened again yesterday. The answering machine went on, and it was all in Chinese.
Yeah, yep.
You get that,
too? I've been getting calls like that, too, which is, you know, I sit there and I go, what are they trying to tell me?
Now, Tony said there's an app on his phone that you can put it up with a foreign language, and it'll translate for
you. Oh, really?
I said, yeah, but you can't. This is not that clear. He says, I've already tried it when it was another message, and it translates.
Yeah, there's an app for everything.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How about that?
Yeah.
We have approximately 60 seconds to go or so. Any final thoughts about open houses or anything you want to sneak in here?
I would just say, you know, if you're thinking about getting on the market or you want to do any mortgage research or anything like that, all of us that are on the show here are always available. Otherwise, consult your local professionals. They're going to be the best guides for you that are out there to help you, you know, make that, should I sell now, should I wait, decision, and help you strategize, because a little strategy goes a long ways in real estate for sure.
Legends Golf Club. There's a house on there that's been remodeled. All this guy's ready to sell it, and he's willing and able. And come on out, under $1 million to be on Legends Golf Club.
Wow.
Mm. Now, where's that exactly?
It's in Credit River between Prior Lake and Lakeville, off of 185th and 35W.
And if you're VA, we can get you no money down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And room to spare.
I'm gonna start advertising that.
Totally.
No money down, VA.
All right. You guys,
Andy, our house is over $600,000 selling north of the cities, your area.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, but you have to be smart. You have to price them right, and you have to make sure to target your audience. And
it competes against new construction, so you got to have it done right.
Do you know the typical marketing time for
a house in that price range is probably 90 days to 6 months.
Well, we're going to be back next week with more trivia and more real estate, and we hope you join us then.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.